It's one of the fastest growing professions across the country. We're talking about social work. Social workers look out for the well-being of people by helping to meet basic and complex needs of people in our community. One of their mantras being, when we take care of each other, we take care of ourselves. Producer Lillian Song spoke with the University of Hawaii's Michael DeMatos. He's the chair of the bachelor's program at the Myron B. Thompson School of Social Work.
We encounter social workers all the time and don't recognize it or don't realize it. You name the site, there's a social worker there. Hospital? Check. School? Check. Community center, clubhouses, the VA, Department of Human Services, Family Court, we're kind of everywhere. But what happens is when we personally interact with a social worker, that's when we really begin to understand and appreciate what they do. So I've been a social worker now for a very long time, but I think one of my most potent experiences with social work was actually when my father was in hospice, and we had an amazing social worker that helped us with his dying process, and that left me free to be his son and function as a caregiver and help him through his process, through his dying process. I was so thankful to have a social worker in my life at that point.
So it must take a certain type of individual to want to pursue social work.
You know, it's interesting. That's a great question, because I think the reality is that most of us have what it takes to be a social worker, believe it or not. I think human beings are much more empathetic and caring than we realize. I think we sometimes in the news we hear about the worst that's happening, and oftentimes when you just look around, you realize that we're there for each other quite frequently, even those we barely know. But those that become social workers usually have a few things in common. One is that they're generally very empathetic, that they can feel with people through their process. They're good communicators. They're able to maintain healthy relationships, not perfect relationships. None of us is perfect, but they maintain healthy relationships. They can lead and they can follow, and they're self-aware. Again, not perfect, but self-aware. And I think people who have those types of qualities are drawn to social work. But I think there's another piece, too. For those of us who've lived through some form of hardship, that recognition that we've lived through that hardship makes us want to be there for others as they go through their difficult times. And so I think those are the types of qualities and the type of people that are attracted to social work.
And this has been a very trying year. And
yes.
I know that the school, the Myron Thompson School of Social Work, has had a distance education option program already in the works. But how were you guys able to parlay that during this pandemic?
Well, we were lucky when the state went into shelter in place. We knew that we had to transition all of our campus-based courses online, but we were lucky. We already had a distance education program at the graduate level, and we also had a recently started distance education option at the undergraduate level. And so we had a really strong knowledge base about how to conduct our classes and courses online. And within, a week and a half to 2 weeks, we were able to get everything online and do the best we could to maintain a real quality education for our students. It wasn't easy by any stretch, but I think we had some particular advantages because we were already trying to reach out to areas in the state that were underserved as far as educational opportunity goes.
With distance learning in place now, what has it been like for our students in 2020?
This has been an incredibly challenging time for our students and for faculty and staff. But if we're focusing on the students, I think the reality is that we obviously are still in the throes of the pandemic as it's worsening across the country. And here in Hawaii, we've been relatively stable for a while now. But the consequences have been far-reaching, including job loss and financial hurt and frankly, housing issues. And so the students have been amazing in their consistency and perseverance with their schoolwork and classes. They're recognizing that two things are true. One is that they're getting the education that they've wanted, but that education is going to help them make a difference once they graduate. And they're entering this world. I think what fascinated me most of all was how many of our students, as they began engaging each other while sheltering in place, that they were creating systems of support for each other. And it was impressive to watch them begin to function as social workers before their degrees are even conferred. As an example, right now, our students have done toy drives and fundraisers for the Institute of Human Services, for IHS. They've partnered with Ma Lama Project here on campus to help students who are dealing with substance use issues. They are sponsoring yoga classes and meditation classes and game nights. And then they're reaching out to the community to learn how they can be difference makers in the community now, not when they graduate, but right here and right now. And the reality is that we all have something to offer. We all have mana'o we can share. And we find that what happens in our programs is that our students build communities, and these communities become informative to each other and for each other. And they become so much smarter together, and they really develop a sense of mission.
I'm sure that you've encountered many people. What's the youngest, or when do you start having people come to you saying, can you point me in the right direction?
We actually do recruitment in high schools, and we also do recruitment at the community colleges and other four-year colleges across the state. Sometimes you've got an individual who recognizes they want to be a social worker from the very beginning. Normally, those that show very early interest in social work have had an experience with a social worker, that there's been a social worker in their lives that has touched their lives. Or frankly, they have a family member who is a social worker, either a parent or an uncle, auntie, you know, that kind. And so from a very early age, they're thinking, wow, maybe social work is for me. I see the difference that my loved one is making in the lives of others, or I know the difference that was made in my life. But more often than not, we get students who are perhaps a little bit older. I think the average age in our bachelor's program is older than most programs across campus. And I think that's because they've had a set of life experiences that really help they're attracted to social work because those set of life experiences push them to want to be there and help others. And so I've had students as young as 16 tell me that they're interested in social work and they're not even in college yet. And I've had those who've come back to school and they're in their 60s saying, I've decided to change careers and this is what I want to do.
Good to know that you are not limited by your age.
Absolutely not. And the reality is that we all have something to offer. We all have mana'o we can share. And we find that what happens in our programs is that our students build communities, and these communities become informative to each other and for each other, and they become so much smarter together, and they really develop a sense of mission.
So as you are working to prepare the next class of social workers, are there any hurdles in the way, any speed bumps?
Well, I think there are some serious concerns. One is with the pandemic, with the resultant economic crisis, the need is clear and it's present. And add to that some of the social justice issues that we're grappling with in our country that have been longstanding and are being addressed now in this moment. Despite the fact that all this is occurring now, the reality is that funding to agencies have been threatened. There have been job losses. There are programs, much like there are businesses closing, there are programs that have the potential of losing their funding. And so I've watched as the agencies in our community have pivoted and learned new ways to deliver services utilizing technology and fully implementing safety measures, comprehensive safety measures. But I am nervous and I am scared that the capacity that we're building with social workers, that we'll have social workers ready to go and ready to serve the community, but the consequences of everything that have happened over the last year threaten their capacity to do that. That those agencies may no longer be there, or that there'll be so many cuts that it'll be hard for them to secure positions. What's interesting about that, though, I say that, and even as I say it, the reality is that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, social work is one of the fastest growing professions in the country. And so the need is there. We have to make sure that we're able to get these servant leaders into the community so that they can become difference makers.
And you guys are putting up a webinar to help people learn more if they're interested.
So on January 6th at 9 a.m., we're going to be holding a webinar that'll explain what it is social workers do, how they can get involved, and if they're interested in the possibility of getting a degree, we can direct them to people like me and others on our faculty and staff to help them create plans so that they can pursue an education in social work. I think it's important to know that there are three institutions here in Hawaii that provide social work education: Hawaii Pacific University, Brigham Young University, and UH Manoa. I think the reality is that we need more and more people who recognize that when we take care of each other, we're also taking care of ourselves, that it's good for all of us. And I think I'd also like to add that we really have an opportunity here in our caring for others to maybe to live out what we espouse, what we feel. I think most of us are caring individuals that want to make a difference, but there's a difference between feeling that and enacting that. And social work really provides you the opportunity to live that out and to enact those deeper, richer feelings that you have to be a difference maker.
That was UH Social Work Program Director Michael DeMatos talking with HPR's producer Lillian Song. The Myron Thompson School of Social Work will be hosting a webinar in January to connect with people who are interested and who would like to pursue the field of social work. We'll have links on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.